Harper Children's Audio presents The Very Ordered Existence of Merrily Marvelous by Suzanne Crowley, performed by Lily Rabe. Copyright 2007 by Suzanne Crowley. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Me. Mama says change is God's way of showing us a tender miracle. Kind of like the chocolate inside a Tootsie Pop. Grandma Birdie says hogwash. Change is no good, and it always comes in threes like plane crashes and natural disasters. It was after Weenie ate the giant Cheeto that my life began to fall apart. No, wait. This story starts before the dreaded Cheeto incident. Yes, way before that. Like when I was born. Precision. But I'm not one for words. Not conversations, anyway. I have little to say to the outside world. My sister Bug, she can talk the pants off ants in the rain. At least that's what Grandma, who doesn't mince her words, would say. If Grandma told the truth, that is. Though she wouldn't, because she adores her little Bug. Bug can't keep her mouth shut for 10 seconds. She doesn't stop for nothing. She will talk in circles till your eyes roll back and you fall over dead, and then she'll stand above you and keep on jabbering. I do have words, though. Astonishing words. And ideas, too. They are trapped inside me, where they spin around like the whirling hot dust devils off Highway 90, up and up, forever carving out my insides. But they stay mostly in. To try and get some of my words out, Mama gave me a beautiful black journal.